This is the VOA Special English Development Report. A new study says Asia must do more to prevent AIDS, or the number of people infected with HIV could double by 2020. Today, about 5 million people in Asia are living with the virus that causes AIDS. An estimated 300,000 people died of HIV-related diseases in Asia last year. At current rates, that number could rise to almost 500,000. The United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS requested the study, led by Indian economist Chakravarthi Rangarajan. The report says three main groups are driving the spread of AIDS in Asia. One group is sex workers and the men who use them. Another is injection drug users who share needles. And the third group are men who have unprotected sex with other men. Researchers estimate that as many as 10 million women in Asia sell sex. At least 75 million men buy on a regular basis. In many Asian countries, these men and their female partners represent the largest group of people living with HIV. The study found that AIDS is the most likely cause of death and lost work days for people in Asia between the ages of 15 and 44. The report says prevention programs can be effective if governments invest at least 30 cents a year per person. For more than 20 years, scientists have been trying to develop a vaccine to prevent HIV infection. The latest failures came last September. Researchers hailed two studies of an experimental AIDS vaccine from the drug company Merck. Early results showed that the vaccine not only failed to protect, it appeared to put some people at higher risk of infection. Last Tuesday, several hundred researchers and activists met in Bethesda, Maryland, for a summit on HIV vaccine research and development. They debated what to do now. Many of the scientists agreed that experimental vaccines should continue to be tested on humans, but many said there should be less dependence on human trials. Anthony Fauci is head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which called the meeting. He and others said there should be more tests on animals to add to discoveries from human studies. There also were calls for a return to more basic science, first identifying and answering major scientific questions. But Dr. Fauci said the search for an AIDS vaccine will not stop. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Jill Moss.